The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, everyone. How are you today? All right, this is Linda Bott, and I am flying solo because Carl's on assignment. We'll hear all about that on Monday. He's been up. I got some pictures yesterday, and I'm sure this is kind of like what stays in Vegas, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas feel. 40 guys. Hey, can you just turn me up a little bit, David in the main? There we go. Fabulous. Okay, I need to, you know, pump it up, pump it up. 71 degrees in the downtown studios. This is Linda Bott. I can't wait to get into today. We've got a lot of fun stuff. And I want to go into, let me give you a little bit of a forecast. 94 today, hazy then sunny, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 65. Saturday, now we've got chance of showers tomorrow. And yesterday, I think it said about 30%. We're up to 40% chance of showers with our temperatures about 85. Overnight lows of about 61. Slight chance of showers and mostly clear. And then we go on Sunday back up with clear skies at 86 and overnight lows of 60. Don't you love those cooler nights? It's almost like you have to pull out a small jacket just in case. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business located in Anderson, veteran-owned, 365-3793. And at the helm is David. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good this morning.
All right. So usually, and we know that Carl, we're missing the whole little energy thing that Carl has. You know, this Shasta Regional Medical Center brings us this. Healing begins here. We're going to get into Katrina with Pet of the Week. She's got Chucky. But first, David, what do we have as far as our day of the, our national day?
So we've got a few here. We got National Joke Day.
Oh.
And it's National Rum Day.
Oh, okay. Those two don't go together because if you drink a lot of rum, you're going to tell nasty jokes.
And it's National Roller Coaster Day.
Oh.
If you put all three of those together, oh boy.
Oh. I was just thinking about that because I saw a little clip yesterday of a roller coaster, and I remember, you know, I've always been a roller coaster girl. I don't care to go in circles, but I love roller coasters. And then I like mid roller coasters, like what they used to have in Santa Cruz kind of roller coasters. Maybe even the biggest was the Big Dipper that would have happened in L.A. Not Six Flags, Magic Mountain, something like that. But anyway, speaking of a ride, I've got Buford in the car because in the studio this morning is Katrina with our Haven Humane Moment Pet of the Week, and she's got Chucky. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always good to see you.
Yeah, it's always fun to be here.
You're bringing your smile, your gentle, you have a gentle feeling about you, Katrina. I always get, you would be the girl that if we lived in the same apartment building, you would have my back.
Thank you.
I could knock on your door and say, I need a cup of sugar, and you'd be like, yeah, come on in.
I'm glad that that's the vibe I'm giving out.
Yeah, you give that out, you know. So anyway, perfect position for you to be where you pick a pet of the week. Now, you do the picking, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so you picked Chuck today, and why?
I picked Chucky. Well, one, because he is hilarious looking. So he's a shepherd corgi. So he has like the shepherd markings and kind of the look. He's like a black and like a dark tan brown color. But he's very short, like a corgi, and very long. So he's very interesting looking. That's the first thing that really catches my eye about him.
Unique looking.
And he's very sweet. He's about 7 years old, so he's a little bit of an older guy. But he's definitely that good, like, kind of middle age where he is really mellow. He's very easygoing. He's not a rambunctious dog, but he definitely still has a lot of life left in him. He's really healthy.
And you could take him to the little side of the doggy park.
You could. He's just under 40 pounds.
Right.
So he's a really good size for most people, I would say, because he's not a small, small dog, but he is very easy to handle, and he is fantastic on the leash. This dog does not pull on the leash.
All right. So he would really be great around, I hate to say this, but, you know, if you've got a rambunctious dog and they just hit your leg a certain way, that can knock you over.
It can.
This one is not, he is mellow, and he's sweet, and like you said, he's interesting to look at, and he's not going to bowl you over.
Exactly. Like, and right now he's just laying on the floor. This is kind of just what he does. He's just a very gentle guy, and I think he would do good in most homes just because, yeah, he doesn't need a ton of exercise. He doesn't need a super special home. He just needs a home that's going to love him, essentially, mm-hmm. and he's going to give a lot of love back.
He'd be good. Buford could be around him. You know, usually Buford's really good. I've taken him a couple times to the big side, and it's not he will roll over, you know, back on his back when other dogs start to get rough. But the best thing is to watch when they are running in circles and the other one's trying to grab the other one's foot.
Yeah.
That makes him go faster. And it's a really good exercise for him. But, you know, you just don't want him to get too rambunctious. And so that's why the little doggy park is great to with little dogs to see what goes on over there. Even though they're rambunctious, nobody's getting hurt.
Exactly.
So what's happening at Haven Humane that we need to know about?
Well, tomorrow we do have our Zumba Bash event at Wind River Casino. It is masquerade ball themed this year, so super fun. And that takes place at 6 o'clock at the event center, and you can buy tickets at the door. So, again, that's at 6 o'clock at the Wind River Event Center. If you wanted to buy a ticket online, you can. You go to havenhumane.org, but you can also buy a ticket at the door when you arrive.
So put on your shorts or your workout gear and Zumba out, and again, it begins, and how much are the tickets?
It's $20 online, $25 at the door.
Okay, fun. And so you can just Zumba your little head away. All right. Sounds great. What else?
That's our main stuff going on. And also, I do want to mention about Chucky, since he is what we consider a senior, his adoption fee is fully sponsored.
That's fantastic. Chucky, okay. Well, David's going to take a picture of Chucky, and then he'll be posting it. We always appreciate having not only Pet of the Week come on, and I love telling this story about how you brought in Buford, and we were so not even in the ballpark to do a boy, bigger dog, and somehow it just, you know, space opens in time. It's like you think you're not going to date, and then all of a sudden it's like, how did I meet this person the way I met this person? And so that happens, I think, with animals. When you decide, like, a horse for sure, and then Buford. You know, they're just like, they just appeared in our lives. And we just happen, I guess, to be open and talk about it together. Like, do you think that we could make room for this? And it's a lifestyle change. You don't just,
100%.
Like, you know, you can't just get up and just leave. You've got to now think about another, you know, component.
Yeah,
living
exactly.
Component, not a thing component. All right, so good luck with Chucky today. I'm sure he's going to be adopted out because most of your pets that you come on with Pet of the Week do that. And any final thoughts here before we take a break?
Just to make sure you check out our website, havenhumane.org, if you ever want to view our pets. And then you can always also call us at 530-241-1653 if you have any questions or would like to set up any adoption appointments.
Okay, and also I want to remind everybody that the VFW Post is going to be doing their monthly dinner, and that is August 16th. Isn't that like tonight? August 16th from 5 to 7, going to be serving spaghetti, and of course this is for the VFW Post, so you don't want to miss that. It's going on in the Anderson area, and $10 will go to supporting the veterans of foreign wars. All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Sharon Clay here. It's just Animal Morning. Katrina, thank you so much with our Pet of the Week, Haven Humane. And, again, we've got Turtle Bay coming on. We have it because I don't know. It should be interesting to see what kind of animal they're bringing in. I just can't wait to see. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This is Linda Botta on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio streaming as well, and KCNR1460.com. Again, 71 degrees if you're just tuning in, and our temperatures today are going to get up to 94, hazy, then sunny, and overnight lows of 65. Coming back, we've got more animal input, what's going on at Turtle Bay, here with Linda Botta and David at the helm. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancher for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Okay, I've got my video on. If you want to tune in to KCNR and go on our live feed, you're not going to believe this. We have a baby owl right now. A baby owl. Oh, my God, in the studio. Sharon Clay is here, and she brought in two of the newcomers. Oh, my God, that round circle of that head is just amazing. The baby owl and the baby porcupine. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
How are you? Tell us what's going on here. That is just amazing. God.
It's great. We've got a couple of new babies. You know, unfortunately, you know, animals don't live as long as we want them to. So sometimes, you know, ours will age out. We lost our barn owl this spring. It was pretty sad. Cricket. Mm. He had been an ambassador for 16 years for us. And we had him from about 10 weeks old. So we got this little baby, barn owlet, and he is now 6.5 weeks old, which is like the perfect age because, we've had him for 3 weeks. And he's starting to, like, get curious, as you can tell. So now he's starting to, like, see the world and examine the world and pounce on things. And so it's a pretty fun time to be raising him right now. And he goes from being, like, maybe 2 inches high to being full grown in just 10 weeks. That's all it takes.
Oh, 10 weeks?
Wait, that's it, 10
weeks. Say it again.
So hatches out about this big, two inches tall, becomes full-grown, fledges from the nest in 10 weeks.
That, again, when we talk about the miracle of the body, we had Dr. Doug McConnell on yesterday talking about how much blood your heart, you know, your heart can pump through. And so here we are with this baby barn owl that is going to be full-grown in 10 weeks. Now, I'm taking a video of him right now. And he's just, you know, when you, it's the typical when they do their head thing, like.
Right.
That's
listening.
That's listening. Cause he's looking at me doing these round circles with his head.
Correct. So he's listening. He's trying to focus. He's going to, of course, he's going to miss the paper towels that I put down.
That's all right. If he poops. He poops. Just pooped on the counter. It's actually not bad. It's baby poop. It's baby poop. It's okay. So we'll make sure, you know, David, we'll clean that up before. But, you know, he's fascinating, and his feathers are absolutely gorgeous. Let's talk about in nature the good things that happen through these owls.
Yeah, so barn owls are so important because they actually have the best hearing out of all birds. And using that hearing, they catch lots of mice. And when I say lots of mice, this one owl can eat over 1,000 mice a year, one owl.
So they eat them.
They eat mice.
I mean, they're not just like in the talons and dropping them off and chewing off their head.
No.
We're talking they eat them.
They eat over 1,000 mice a year.
Wow.
And that's a single owl. A pair of owls will eat over 1,000 mice just in a 3-month period while they are raising their young. So it's pretty phenomenal. They're literally referred to as the world's best mouse trap.
Wow.
They catch more mice than any other bird, any other animal, and they all do it through hearing. So everyone thinks owls use their eyes for hunting, but they actually do over 75% of their hunting by listening.
By listening, and that's that circle.
Yes.
How is it through the, where they can move their neck in a circle? That's kind of their, when you think about the typical, owl cartoon.
Turning
the head around. And that's listening?
And no, turning the head around is looking. And that is partially true and partially a myth.
Okay.
So they have a spine just like we do.
Okay.
So they can't turn their head all the way around.
All right. Thank you for clearing that up.
They would break their neck just like we would.
Okay.
But here's the difference. This is where the myth kind of comes because they move it so fast. They can move their head all the way to the back to one side and then all the way to the back to the other side. So they kind of go across and then back again. So it looks like a circle, but they actually can't go all the way around. And the reason they need to do it is they can't move their eyes.
Okay.
So, like, if you want to look at the wall behind you, you can turn your head and then use your eyes to look behind you.
Okay.
They
yeah.
can't move their eyes.
Okay.
So if they want to look behind them, they need to be able to
move
their head.
Oh, he's so cute.
They have 14 cervical vertebrae. We have 7.
Okay.
So that gives them more flexibility. And that's why they can turn their head so far.
All right. And see, this is one of the many reasons I love the Turtle Bay programs, because you can take your family and your kids to the animal shows, and Sharon has been with this organization for a very long time, and you're the animal curator of animal program.
Correct.
Okay. So I got this baby owl right now looking back and forth listening. Squatting over my phone. I don't think he's going to poop on it, but
I don't think so. He already let loose.
I don't think there's anybody can say that an owl pooped on their phone, so I'm cool with that. But
that's good.
You know, we did have a porcupine poop in our studio before, and a goat.
Okay.
So but we're going to have a baby porcupine after. So tell us more owl info.
More owl info. Well, he's a barn owl, and some of the things that are so cool about owls in general is they have silent flight. And barn owls are one of the most widespread owl in the world. But here's one of the things that I love to talk about with owls.
All right.
What sound does an owl make?
Okay.
What does it make? Everyone knows.
Well, boop.
Who,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Who,
boop.
Who, yeah,
who.
Yeah, that's our biggest myth that we like to break on people.
Okay.
So the two most common owls in North America are the great horned owl and the barred owl. And they both hoot. So therefore, we think all... Oh, there you go. He's going to poop again.
All right. At least all, he's on the... You got him somewhat trained.
We think all owls hoot because of that. But most owls don't hoot.
Really? So what would the barn owl do?
They screech. They chirp. They twitter. They scream. They make a scream that sounds like a banshee.
Ooh.
They literally call it the banshee cry.
Really?
And it brought about a lot of myths. So a lot of cultures are terrified of owls. because these guys will make that scream, and it literally sounds like a screaming child. And so there's a myth in a lot of old cultures that owls carry away babies. Because they're hearing the screeches of some of these owls.
Wow.
Now, if you saw these guys like float in the air. They got that white belly, and they're floating in the air, and you're hearing that scream. It looks like a ghost carrying your baby away. So this is where a lot of these like myths and folklores and legends have come from. But some modern cultures still really fear owls because it's just passed down from generation to generation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sharon, give us a little insight about your home. How, because you said these guys are with me, they're babies, they're with me, and so I take them everywhere with me. So, do they pair with you? Kind of like,
yeah,
they pair with you.
Not pair like as in, more like a mom-child pair,
right,
more
right.
that way. But we do that because we want them to be really good ambassadors. So see how comfortable this owl is with you.
Oh, now, yeah.
A baby owl shouldn't be this comfortable around
right.
people. So I bring them everywhere with me so that they can be really good ambassadors. So, like, this guy will be out at Caffeinate for a Cause and
yeah.
be at our auction and be, like, out at schools and other community events. When people come to Turtle Bay, they'll be able to see him fly in our show. And so by doing this and by helping raise them 24/7, we're really helping them to become really good ambassadors for their species. And I think we've had some instances where, like, when we lost Sweet Pea, for example, like, you know, most people wouldn't care about us losing a skunk.
Sweet Pea, yeah, Sweet Pea was the
skunk.
Yeah, but and for you, he was a pet.
And, well, not so much a pet, but an incredible ambassador. And we had, like, articles in the newspaper
yes.
came out, and, like,
yeah.
we got, like, 30,000 comments about people
yeah.
that were, like, I was so touched by
yes.
Sweet Pea and
yes.
some of that. And it just really reminds us, like, they are ambassadors, and they are making a difference, and they
yeah.
are changing the hearts and minds of people that might otherwise not care about these animals or understand them, but might even go as far as hurting them because
yeah.
they think they're pests and want to get rid of them.
Yeah, and
not
how
so much an owl, but like some of the others.
And how important they are in our ecosystem.
Yes, absolutely.
So, okay, we've learned some things about they don't hoot, they screech,
yeah.
kick. What else? You said they screech, they...
They Twitter, they... He kind yeah. of does it. He might do it. Let's see if I can do it. Will you do it? He's overstimulated.
Okay,
he's like,
okay.
No. No, not right now, Mom. Not right now.
David, so. Okay, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, but it's National Joke Day. And you know what an owl's favorite song is? Lionel Richie, Owl Night Long. Sorry.
There you go. I thought you were going to say Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, that's a good one.
I love it. They're clean. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, Sharon. So, anyway, we got two more minutes left before we're going to have you come back with the porcupine in the next segment.
Absolutely.
First of all, let's just talk about the animal shows out there. What are they on now?
They are. So they're just weekends only until Labor Day. So don't miss it. We change our show every year. So if you've come to it in the past, come again. And this year, I have been told by many of our members, this is the best show they've ever seen us do. We made a lot of really great changes. It's a lot of fun. Lots of dad jokes in it. We're really good at dad jokes. So there's a lot of silly dad jokes in there. It's super fun. Very educational. It's a half an hour. It goes so fast. We're told all the time by parents that they can't believe their kids sat for 30 minutes to watch it. It's great.
And are there several shows on the weekend?
There's two. Our shows are at 11 and 12.
Okay.
Every Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Until Memorial Day, and then we'll actually have them on Memorial Day itself as well.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yes.
I think I might make it out for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to close the year watching the animal show. And, you know, we're great supporters of Turtle Bay and all that you do. We got to take a break. When I come back, I'd love to know how you acquired the baby owl.
Absolutely.
And, well, we've got, can you tell me in 20 seconds?
I can.
Okay.
This guy actually was born in human care at another facility.
Okay.
So this is
okay.
one of the few that won't be like a rescue, but I have a great story about the porcupine.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Sharon Clay is with us this morning. She is the curator of the animal program at Turtle Bay. If you've not gone out there lately and seen the animal show, or you've not gone out there and didn't seen their exhibit, or just go out there, period, and support Turtle Bay. It's such a wonderful, we're blessed to have a facility like that in our very own Shasta County. We're going to take a break. This is Linda Bach. Join me on the other side as we talk more about another rescue and one of the wonderful ambassadors for Turtle Bay, the porcupine. And the owl hasn't been named yet, but the porcupine, I'm not sure yet. We'll find out after these messages. We'll be right back.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Are we on? Oh, okay, David. I'm having such a good time because right now I'm videotaping again. I'm going to post this. I'm here with Sharon Clay. This is Linda Bott. Welcome back to our morning, our Friday edition here. And gosh, I've got to follow up with some live reads. I'm just going to go quick into Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Okay, you know, if you got a crack or a chip and you've been driving around these summer months off gravel roads, going to concerts, maybe traveling, you know, if you're going in and out of the heat, you're putting on your air conditioning unit, you maybe have a crack or a chip. You want to get that done before we go into this chilled weather. I don't know when that's going to happen, but before we go into chilled weather, and now you're going into the heat and the cold, you want to go to Windshield, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. That is on 273. So just look it up, check it out. Jeff's going to do a free estimate, et cetera. So I'm here, back at Casey in our studios, and we have our baby porcupine just hanging out right there, laying on the studio table. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is Melissa, who's the marketing coordinator, came in to hang out and talk to us about a couple fundraisers. But let's, Sharon, hit it.
Okay, so this is Bristle. And Bristle is a...
I love it.
Isn't that great? And Bristle's a baby porcupine. But here's the best thing of all. Do you know what a baby porcupine is called?
No.
A porcupet.
Aww.
Right? I'd say whoever came up with that definitely gets, like, should get a raise and an award.
Yeah. Do you want to take pictures, David?
Yeah. I am going to bottle feed him right now. And give him his little bottle when he's done eating that one piece, because it's the cutest thing. And I thought, if you were live streaming, I didn't know, and if you wanted to see it, it's his favorite thing in the entire world is to get his bottle.
Oh,
it goes pretty much bonkers for it. So he is now, here we go. He is 13 and a half weeks old. He'll be 14 weeks this weekend. He gets a bottle, two bottles a day still. In the wild, they do stay with mom. They eat regular food and still nurse until they're 3.5 months old. He came to us at 5 weeks old. Here's his story. He was found stuck in a razor wire fence around a prison in Alaska.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And
he was
so how did he
stuck
come?
For 20 hours. Mom was long gone. Took them forever to get him out. They got him out, and then there was no way to rehab him. So they contacted us, and we got him down from Alaska.
Now, how does that work? Let us know. I mean, we know how important it is to have a network.
Yes.
Did you have out into the National Rescue Service? We're
no,
looking for a porcupine. How did
oh,
that,
to get the porcupine?
Yeah.
So we knew that Spike, you know, Spike is 21 years old. Mm-hmm. She is the oldest living North American porcupine. We want her to live forever, but we know she won't. So we started putting out feelers. Well, orphan porcupines do not come up that often. And so I literally called every state agency and every rehabber I knew in every state that has porcupines. And I was like, we are looking for an orphan if one comes up or an injured one that is non-releasable. Let us know. And I got a call from Alaska saying, we have one for you. They hadn't had an orphan in 4 years.
See, this is the beautiful thing about Sharon and a beautiful thing about Turtle Bay. And I mean, you know, when you find someone like Sharon that has, like you said, you called every state agency. Well, you know, first of all, you have to have the will, the desire, the wherewithal to do that. And then to have this program that you bring with the love. I mean, there's not a disconnect. Sharon, I don't think there's a disconnect.
Yeah, this is
I mean, they live with
life.
You.
Yeah,
this
is
your life.
It's my life for sure. Everything I do in my life really does revolve. I mean, everyone talks about work-life balance. And I'm like, well, I don't have that very much. My work is my life. But I love it. It's what gives me peace. It's what gives me meaning in the world. That I provide a home for a forever home. I mean, through Turtle
yes.
Bay,
yes.
you know, like
yes.
I don't
yes.
Turtle Bay, but that I have the privilege to be a part of an organization that I could give a forever home to animals that need it and give them a second life. Like the idea is that our philosophy at Turtle Bay is that their life should be better than it would be if it was in the wild. That it's going to be different than the wild.
Right.
But not less than.
Right. No, not less than. Now, can you put the microphone over there yeah. by his so we want to hear this. Turn it up, David. He's making these little noises like a baby would. Oh. Oh, so cute. Anyway, we're having a moment here with a baby porcupine called Bristles. That when you talked about it, it came out of Alaska, and that he was in a wire around a prison, in a barbed wire, whatever, wired
razor
up.
Razor wire, yeah.
Razor wire for 40 hours?
20 hours?
A long
time.
Yeah.
A long time.
And he was, so somebody had to have the fortitude to cut him out and then put him in a place that was going to save him.
Correct. So some people found him. I don't know. It took 20 hours. I assume because it was a prison and they were going to have to like cut wire of the prison, I assume. So it was a really big deal. It was just some general public and they contacted, the wildlife agencies and then they talked with the prison and it, you know, it was a lot of work and they finally got him out safely.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've had him now how long?
We have had him since he was 5 weeks, almost, 9 weeks almost now.
9 weeks. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you've got the baby owl, the baby porcupine. They go everywhere with you. And then we're going to go over to Melissa because Melissa is going to be talking about a fundraiser. And you know, to do the animal shows, to keep the areas up and the gardens together and the museum alive and to bring these things forward, it is very much on a donation, people becoming members, supporting Turtle Bay. So Melissa, tell us what's happening.
Right. Thank you. So, I mean, just like we talked about, Bristle was found in a situation he could not get himself out of. And that's something we find a lot in our animals that just call Turtle Bay their home. Not our ambassadors, but we have a lot of animals that live on our campus. And so we are currently doing a fundraiser for Wildlife Safe Trash Cans. And we find ourselves, I mean, Sharon, you've said daily, weekly, you're getting raccoons and animals out of our trash cans.
Really? All the time they get caught in there. They go in, they smell some really good stuff, and so they get their way in, and then they can't get out. And, you know, that's really bad, especially this time of year. They're trying to fatten up for the winter. They lose a whole night of getting food, and now they've eaten a bunch of food that's not even good for them.
Yeah, so when we drove across to Albuquerque, I noticed that in certain states, they would have the big steel cans that would have one for, you know, plastic, any kind of plastics, one for, they had three different, holes.
Exactly.
That you had to, nothing was going to crawl in there.
Right. And that's exactly what we're trying to do at Turtle Bay. I mean, we want to practice what we preach. We want to protect these animals. And so we're trying to get wildlife safe trash cans across campus.
How many do you need?
So I believe we need 10.
Well, we're starting with 10 for the forest camp. If we can get more money, we'll start also doing the gardens as well.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first part, our minimum is 10. And they cost $2,000 a piece.
Who makes them?
It's a place called bearsafe.com something like that. So they're the bear ones that you'll see.
Wouldn't that be nice if that could be made here in Reading?
That would be great.
I'm putting that out there because I know you've got a – when we went up into the wilderness, these guys that took us up in Mule had these packs that were what they call bear safety. And so I said, how do they become bear safety? Well, it's an organization or a company that they're stamped saying bears can't get into these, whatever they are. And I thought, wow, in my mind then, I was thinking, what a business. And can you do that here locally? Because we know that we're always trying to figure out if we got Gerlinger still here. There's all kinds of things. I wish that somebody could make that locally.
That would be amazing.
Totally.
So $2,000 each for these wildlife. They have to be, what do you want to call it? Licensed or what?
So we have a company that we're going to be using as of right now.
Right.
And they're $2,000 a piece. And then, so for people can donate any amount. People can donate $5, $10, doesn't matter. But if you donate like 500, go on, tell the, you know, the levels on that.
I'm not quite sure the levels, but any, like Sharon was saying, any donation helps, and every dollar goes towards the installation of and purchase of these trash cans. And if, for instance, if certain businesses want to, hi Bristle, want to donate an entire trash can, then that trash can can have their business name on it,
their logo,
get some kind of wrap, and so we can really show that, like, we really appreciate that these businesses are helping us because, like Sharon said, it's a huge danger for the animals that live on our property, as well as, I mean, our animals. It sometimes, if wildlife gets in these trash cans and they spread the trash all over campus, that trash obviously isn't good for the environment. It rolls into their exhibits and then they eat it and it's not good for them.
And then
either.
They get sick and they come in and they come out and now they're sick and they could spread whatever that is.
1,000%.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And I'm just really curious because I'm always curious about contraptions. Mm-hmm. Like what this looks like, and you know, wouldn't you just love to have like a video of what these trash cans do? Okay,
we
that would be
one.
Great.
So they can go to our website.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, great. If you go to turtlebay.org, we have a big campaign going for wildlife safe trash cans.
Oh, fabulous.
And we have a video that they, if they want to get more information, we have a video they can click on. It has Sharon, of course, talking about the importance of these trash cans, and then you kind of get some visuals of what we're explaining, like the current trash cans we have, the kinds of trash cans that we're trying to purchase. And, yeah, everybody can get more information and donate at turtlebay.org.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. I want you to stay with me because I think David needs to come in, and I'm actually hand-feeding Bristle right now with just a cute little, I don't know. Now, Sharon, I'm sure you're the one that chops them up.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what you do, Mommy.
That's right.
You know, she gave me a grape, and it's just, it's adorable to see this. My heart feels full. I know that a lot of people, we got more to talk about Turtle Bay when we come back after these messages. Here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you're walking in the area and you pull in, right now you're going to be able to see the baby Bristles. So you can walk into the studio and love to see you here. David's going to be taking a picture. We're also, you can go online and see us because in the live feed, we'll be right back.
Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just one look at you.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition. Oh, I'm guilty because I kept over Turtle Bay and I wanted to just talk about, you know, this is, gosh, when we think about what's happening, I can't even stand going in to look at on my phone and I go to news. And I look at the news and like what they decide to tell me the headlines are. Everything is depressing, and especially when we talk about maybe we can't really be involved. I think we can be involved a little bit politically, what's happening locally. It's just not my deal. I feel like there's part of it that is just nasty, and I'm at a place in my life that I want to bring light and joy. And so when I have the experience, and when Carl and I have had the experience, because a lot of times we've got to just squeeze in a 10-minute here and a 15-minute there, is that I had time this morning, and I thought it was, thank God, that they stayed over. And we're talking about Sharon Clay and Melissa, who's the marketing coordinator for Turtle Bay. And I wanted to go into, by the way, this is Linda Bai. Carl's on assignment, but you're going to hear all about his tribe ride up in the Warner Mountains with a bunch of guys on Monday. You'll probably hear all the details. He did call me yesterday. I thought he was going to be off-grid, but they've been doing rides where they can actually get down into a cell and then they go back. And he said that that Odin is doing really well. So that makes me happy, and he's having a good time. So we'll hear about that. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's about 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures today are going to be around 94, mostly clear skies around 65. And I want to bring the gals back on today because we were talking about Turtle Bay and the programs. And before, we know that there are people that are driving to school right now. In fact, yesterday we had a guest that came on and said that 5 was backed up to 44 because it's back to school. And if you're in the car right now and you're thinking about a school project, I would like to have Melissa share with you, like, we're talking about these animal friendly, they need 10 animal friendly, trash cans at Turtle Bay, to begin with. And, Melissa, this is an online fundraiser.
Yes, 100% online. So, they can go on to turtlebay.org and donate any amount to Wildlife Safe Trash Cans. And what's really cool is, of course, you can donate any custom amount, $1, $2, $5, $10, any amount really goes towards buying these trash cans and installing them. But there is a really cool thing we're doing where if you buy $500, which is quarter of a trash can, $1,000, which is half a trash can, or $2,000, which is a whole trash can, we'll actually recognize the individual or the company that bought that significant part of the trash can, and they can decorate it however they want with their company logo, a picture of the animal with their name, anything that they want to really show off that they donated for this really important cause.
See, what I like about that, where my mind goes, is thinking about a Girl Scout club, a book club, a cheerleading group, a football team.
Yeah.
The list goes on. Mr. Smith's class.
Yeah.
You know, so-and-so class, second grade. Or whatever it is where you put together a fundraiser and you can make enough money as a group or a school or an organization, like you said, to go on the side of the trash can. And I think what happens is this is a forever thing. It's not like it's, I don't want to say anything, but cookies, you know, you digest the cookies and it's gone. But this is a forever thing where you're really implementing something that is good in nature. It's something to support Turtle Bay, something great for the North State, our animal population. And I think that it's such a feel-good, positive idea.
I do, too. And I feel like it's very much it's like a passion project for me. It's like dear to my heart. And for me, it is. It's like, let's teach everybody about these cans, and it's helping the environment. It's helping our animals. So we're teaching children, like if a group, like you're saying, you know, would do that together and raise it. Now these kids are getting that feeling like they just actually made a difference and helped the wildlife. They helped the environment. And so many times we can't. It's like we educate people all the time. We do programs. We educate. But then, you know, kids walk away and they go, well, what can I do? I'm just 10. I'm just 12. I'm like, what can I do?
And that's the time to do it.
This is like, this is something you can do. Like, you guys as a group can do this. And now you have just, you know, saved a baby raccoon who's not going to get stuck in a can. You've just, you know, helped the animals at Turtle Bay that now can go out on a free walk and not have to worry about running into garbage. So you've made a difference, and any age can do that. So I think I would say we have not promoted it that way at all, Linda, and I think it is an absolutely brilliant idea and thought for people to do it that way, because it really teaches our kids. You know, people go, originally it was like, you want people to give to buy a trash can? It's like, yeah, but it's not just about a trash can. It's about the animals and the environment and nature and safety
when
and
you think about
stewardship. You know?
It's stewardship, and that is something that when we went up into the wilderness with the backcountry horsemen, the stewardship, that it makes me want to cry, because these guys were 70 and 77. They've all been through, like, major operations. I mean, not that we sat around the campfire. First of all, you couldn't have a fire. And not that they sat around and talked about their ailments. But it did come up for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, you know, this operation, that operation. And they were still out there on horseback. This is what, switchback, not easy, on mules, and preserving those trails. When we think about, my heart bleeds so much, Sharon, when I think about, now you've come into my mind a lot, when I think about these wildfires set by some crazy person, 400 and some thousand acres, and all of those animals, where could they flee to? Many of them perished. I know that it makes me feel bad. That sounds really weird. I know people have lost their possessions and lost their homes, and some lost their lives. When I think about the animals in the wilderness, that just breaks my heart. Now, do you have programs at Turtle Bay within your for the burned victim or the burned animals? Do you have an outreach for that?
We do not, but we don't do wildlife rehab at Turtle Bay. So everything that we do, so anything that happens with wildlife is done through state and federal permitting. And every single thing we do is very specific. So they're very, like, you can do this, you can do this, you can't do that. So
okay.
Our permits are education and exhibit. So we're allowed to have them on the exhibits to show the public, and we're allowed to train them and take them out and use them for education. But we are not allowed to do wildlife rehab. We're not allowed to do breeding. We're not allowed to do any of that. Those are different permits.
Okay.
So people call us often about, like, I have this injured animal, can you take it? I found this. And then we have to send them to other people that in town, like Shasta Wildlife.
Okay.
And, there's a woman, it's called Defiance Creek Rehab, and out in Chico there is Bidwell Wildlife. So we send them to these other rehab places that can do that work. That's what their work is. So legally we can.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I mean, this is like, you know, we're starting to focus in on the mission. Now, we have a couple more things to talk about before we go into our 8 o'clock hour, which we'll have House of Realty here. You have your dinosaur exhibit up until
September 2nd. Yes, Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. It's been, some people have said it's been their favorite one.
Really?
So far.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, it's such a fun exhibition.
And what's going to happen after that? Will you come on here and tell us what the debut? Is there a debut, or is it what's the next after dinosaurs?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. I'm not quite sure what's after dinosaurs.
All right, we'll have to.
But maybe it might be, it's going to be fun no matter what. We love.
Oh no, there's never a bad exhibit. They're always great.
Exhibition.
Okay, and then let's talk about Cabinet for a Cause, because that's your way that you can drive through. Carl and I are going to be down here at Dutch Bros, and you partner with Dutch Bros. You get to meet Sharon. You get to see the animals, the lizards, the turtles, probably the baby owl.
My two favorite fundraisers we have are Caffeinate and the auction.
Yeah.
Like for me, those are my two favorite ones.
Right.
And maybe it's because of my bias that I get to have all the animals out.
Right.
I don't know. It's like at once. It's like,
and
oh
make
my
the
gosh,
rounds.
We're all
and
here.
Then, and see the people drive through with the kids in the back and they're like, wow. Cause maybe they can't come to the auction.
That's right.
And maybe they haven't really been. So it's a really great outreach for you guys. You're making money because I think a dollar of what, from each coffee.
Yeah, a dollar from each coffee and then goes towards Turtle Bay's educational programming.
And then, so a dollar from each drink and then all of the tips.
Yes.
So we have our celebrity baristas.
Yeah, Tyler.
That are out there. Tyler Whitlow will be there. I know Liz Crane will be out there.
Island,
I don't know the whole
beautiful
list.
Wife.
And so there's going to be a whole bunch. The Resners do this with us every year for probably 15 years now.
Right.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And so we will be out there with the animals. You're going to have to hit different Dutch Bros to see us because we rotate with the animals and we're just running around town going to them.
September 19th.
Oh,
we got to take a break. We're running over. This is Linda Bott. Stay with me as we talk about House of Realty and what's going on with those percentages in the real estate market.
Proposed food and grocery price controls. Former President Trump says
KCNR,
that will only lead to shortages, rationing, and ultimately more hungry people.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches.
Houseman said that Harris is trying to distance herself from President Biden, but that certainly wasn't the case yesterday.
It is my eternal and great, great, great honor, I have to tell you, to serve with this most extraordinary human being.
Harris joining Mr. Biden to tout the results of Medicare drug price negotiations. Category 2, Hurricane Ernesto, barreling toward Bermuda.
It looks like it's going to at least maintain its strength as it moves northeastward. It may strengthen a little bit, but either way, it looks like there's going to be some pretty high impacts as it goes right across Bermuda. Heavy rain, very high winds, storm surge. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty rough period coming in from today and into Saturday across Bermuda.
National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says Ernesto's maximum sustained winds have been clocked at right around 100 miles per hour with some higher gusts. Home builders started fewer projects last month, housing starts dropping 6.8% last month from June, and new home construction tumbled 16% from a year ago. Meanwhile, University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index is up this month for the first time in 5 months. The Dow down 31 points. The Nasdaq is off 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Westlake Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Westlake Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
For girls in Afghanistan, it's no education for you.
The United Nations agency has said that the Taliban has deliberately deprived 1.4 million Afghan girls of schooling through bans. The Taliban, who took power over Afghanistan in 2021, barred education for girls above the sixth grade because they said it didn't comply with their interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Afghanistan is the only country in the world that bans female secondary and higher education. UNESCO said if you add the number of girls who are already out of school before the bans were introduced, there are now 2.5 million girls in the country deprived of their right to education. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pakistan's health ministry has identified its first case of mpox this year. Days after the World Health Organization declared the spread of that disease a global health emergency, ministry says so sequencing of the case still being done to determine which variant it is. Townhall.com. Years after COVID-19, nearly every state still dealing with school attendance issues.
Roughly one in four students remain chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year. That's according to an analysis by the AP and Stanford University economist Thomas D. After doing school online during the pandemic, more kids and parents have decided it's okay to stay home sometimes. Schools are working to identify students with slipping attendance, then providing help. They're also communicating with parents who often aren't aware their child is missing so much school or why it's problematic. John Scott reporting.
Flights and trains in the Tokyo area canceled. People being warned of strong winds, heavy rains, potential flooding and mudslides as a typhoon nears Japan on its way further north in the Pacific. Storm packing top sustained winds, 101 miles per hour with higher gusts. It is expected to pass nearby, but actual landfall is not expected. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this Friday edition. This is Linda Bott. How are you? Yeah, Carl's on assignment. We're going to hear all about that on Monday. I think I've brought this up. But, you know, some people just tune in at the 8 o'clock hour. A lot of people are driving their kids to school. And Carl will be back on Monday, and we will hear about his all-guy trip that's called the Tribe Ride in the Warner Mountains. He sent me pictures yesterday, and I think basically it's going to be what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. I could never post some of the pictures, and I think that they probably need a special release. Anyway, he's up there with our horse, and he's having this really important time. And I think, you know, I'm here this morning. I'm very happy to be here on many, many levels. That was so cool to have Turtle Bay in this morning, and then Pet of the Week. So just watch what's going on with the animal program there at Turtle Bay, which, we, of course, we've supported since we've been here. It's very important to have two organizations such as Haven Humane, you know, a shelter in a city as well as a museum in the city. And coming up, we've got House of Realty, where when we bought our home here in Reading, we went through House of Realty. They've been over 60 years and counting of doing real estate. We're going to be talking about what's going on with this weird thing, stuff that we're reading about, percentages, new rules when it comes to listing, if that's true or whatever. But first, let's go to the weather. 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures today will be around 94 with our overnight lows of 65. As we progress tomorrow, Saturday, we have 40% chance of showers with our high of 85, overnight lows of 61. Sunday is 86, and Sunday night around 60 and clear. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it is a veteran-owned business, locally owned, in Anderson, 365-3793. And at the helm, our producer's David.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And you talked about our day of the month. We have three, or do we have more? You've been holding off on me.
It's Roller Coaster Day.
Okay.
Jokes Day and Rum Day.
Okay. Well, I think our guests here at from House of Realty have seen all three, have done all three. Are you rummy? Have you been on a roller coaster? And, yeah, jokesters. Well, good morning, everybody. How are you doing, Bruce Middleton, Cameron Middleton?
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
All right.
You're mentioning the changes in real estate.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it. We want to hear about
they
it.
They are vast. And
vast is a big word.
Oh, well, I think we have 17 new disclosures, and everything goes into effect nationwide tomorrow, the 17th. It's already been in California since the 1st, but yeah, it's changed the business dramatically.
Okay, so now let's talk about in the 60 years of House of Realty, you know, you've gone where, you know, usually you list a house and it's like a 3% to 6% that, you know, when you're selling or you're buying, that goes to the work of the realtor. And you know, our listeners, what how much work a realtor does to get the deed done, working with the other realtor, all the way up to the closing of everything, what somebody does to, from the time that you love a house to bring it to close, is huge.
Indeed, yes. The state of California has been doing this for years. California Association of Realtors, on our listing forms and whatever, it indicates a percentage. Commissions are always negotiable. Frequently it's been around 5%, and it states on that listing agreement that the total commission paid by the seller is 5%, and it's generally 2.5 to the listing agent and 2.5 to the selling agent. That's all changed. Anymore we take a listing, we can't even, as we enter it into multiple listing, we can't even put a percentage. We no longer can put that the seller will pay or not pay. We're just getting through this. In retrospect, I should have brought Joyce along today because she's our broker, has a law degree, and has been going through every seminar and understands this perfectly, whereas she's telling us what and how to do.
No, I'm just curious, why this, is this happening across the, country or only in California?
Nationwide.
Yeah. Nationwide. And where, how was this implemented and why?
So I think in a lot of regards, this came from two different sources. One was the Federal Department of Justice has always kind of looked at this for what, really we felt it's misguided. So does the National Association of Realtors, that since we have a general price point, again, it gets negotiated. Dad, I think you've said over the years, and I know you're right, that you've discounted more commissions than a lot of agents have made in their careers. But that there was there's a general price for services, and because there's usually around a number that's close, therefore that's somehow anti-competitive, and that's a kind of a monopolistic type of thing, which of course there's, I don't even know how many brokerages there are in Shasta County, let alone statewide, let alone nationwide. And it always has been negotiable, but they've always said, no, we can't have that on the MLS that states that this is the case. The other part really came from lawsuits and, you know, from a large one that occurred in Missouri and from some others where people, again, as my dad mentioned, states clearly on our forms, this is negotiable. This is something that goes through exactly on the form, how it's written out and how it plays out, and that the seller of the home that's listing their home is going to be paying both the buyer and the seller's commissions. Really, what you ended up having was in a couple of cases, some people that said after their home was sold, oh, I didn't realize I was paying for the buyer's agent as well. I would have gotten more money if I hadn't paid them. And that really wasn't, I know I signed the form, but it really wasn't explained to me well. And as a result of that, the National Association of Realtors kind of settled on this and said this is now the route that we're going to have to go. And so it really kind of came from multiple sources. This has been kind of a long time in coming, I would say. But it really is, that's sort of been the source of where this has come from.
So yeah. If you have a real estate company like House of Realty, now all your forms
have changed,
which when you think about as a business now, what the different model of what you have to, learn as well as like cost the business money.
Well, everything is different. I mean, this is a complete change. Keep in mind, a lot of states didn't have the forms that California has, and that's what's led to this problem. And right now, if a buyer walks into House of Realty and they want to see a home, we have to sit down with them. They have to sign paperwork that we are going to represent them as their agent. We have to talk to them. Are they willing to pay our fee? And in most cases, especially in lower end sales, buyers don't have enough money to buy the house. They have to ask for concessions from the seller in order to do that. So yeah, 90% of them, I'm pretty sure, will say, no, we're not going to pay. We expect the seller to pay. And that, when you take a listing, you're going to have to sit down with the seller, and you can't put on that listing now. Currently it says what the selling agent's compensation will be. We can no longer do that. And then is the seller willing to make concessions? So we're not talking, you know, we're not talking terminology has even changed. And some sellers are saying, yeah, I want to sell my house, and I realize that I'm probably going to have to do this in order to people to even come and see my house. But, you know, others will say, well, no, I'll pay mine, and they can pay theirs. And if we show a house, we sign an agreement with a buyer, and they say, no, we can't pay the commission, and then we go and show a house, and they want to write an offer on it, the seller says, we're not going to pay you. So at that point in time, we have to sign off as an agent because we can't work for free. And there's liability in every transaction. So we're going to have to just say, I'm sorry, if you want to buy this house, you're on your own.
Right, but if they sign an agreement and sit down with you, you'd then become their broker.
Yeah, but then at that point in time, we determine whether they can pay or not.
Right. Now, they don't pay you up front. But, they pay you when they sell.
Right. But, you know, so we're going to have to start calling on those listings they want to see and talk to the other agent and say, is the seller willing to pay concessions? So, you know,
concessions.
Yeah. So, yeah. And if they say no, well, then you have to tell the buyer, we can no longer represent you because there's no compensation.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about more about that when we get back from the break. You're listening to Bruce Middleton, Cameron Middleton. We're here with House of Realty. Where are we today? Kind of get a visual of what's happening when you've see houses listed, or if you're thinking of selling or buying. What it is to work with, you know, trusted brokers and an agent. It's currently 71 degrees. This is Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, another locally owned company where we had our wedding rings made. They are just word of mouth. And of course, they've been voted now the best in the North State for 2 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. We don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott and, yeah, flying solo today, except for I've got great company here in the studios. Carl's on assignment as we have been told. It's going to be 94 today, hazy then sunny and overnight lows of 65. We do have about 40% chance of rain tomorrow with our temperatures around 85. A slight chance of showers then tomorrow night around 61. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by a bank that we do business with, Cornerstone Community Bank. Definitely community oriented, dedicated, with a dedicated team of professionals. I think there's three or four branches here now. They keep adding on to it, but you can also visit them at bankcornerstone.com. Definitely a community bank. We love that. Owned and operated by a lot of local people here. Our guest this morning is our House of Realty, and you know Cameron Middleton. You know they've been with us now for a long time. The Middleton family we know, and Bruce Middleton. They sold us our house, and we've known them for years. Anybody generational in the business. And, Bruce, you were saying at the break that there was a five-hour session recently with about 260 realtors at Wind River for the Realtors Association just to kind of figure out these new laws.
Yeah, it was about 5 hours. There was a break for lunch for 45 minutes. But anyway, it was a lot of realtors here in town. A lot of them I hadn't seen in a long time, and there were a lot of people I didn't even know. But they went through these new forms, and I mean, you know, when you're told you've been doing it for 40 plus years, doing it a certain way, and certainly there's been changes along the way, but really to drastically change the way you do business, there were a lot of people humming and hawing whether they even wanted to continue. And I think California Association of Realtor has, I think right now they have 120,000 members statewide. I would think at least 20%. Will be gone in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have that kind of effect. I also see there's legislation again trying to eliminate the our status as independent contractors. And if that were to ever get changed, I think you'd have a 50% reduction.
Okay. So you have a status as realtors as independent contractors. What would you be if you weren't independent contractors?
Employees
of
the brokerage.
Yes. So, for instance, we have agents coming in, you know, all during the day and whatever. But I mean, if they're employees, you have to pay them when they're there. You have to pay them when they're doing an open house. You have to pay them when they're doing anything work related. And not all realtors produce.
Right.
So, you know, the old, you know, phrase that 80% of the business is done by 20% of the agents isn't too far off.
Okay.
So all the marginal and part-time would be laid off immediately. So it would reduce the numbers drastically.
And a large part of that as well is then you would need to, per other California laws, and again, this was like with Assembly Bill 5 here a few years ago, then it's, all right, now do you have to be providing health insurance? do you have to be to each one of the agents? Because now they're employees versus independent contractors. Do you have to be providing, you'd have to provide by law breaks and lunches to agents. It really gets into a whole crazy dynamic, but it's similar to, say, what they tried to do again with AB5 a while back with, say, Uber. So somebody wants to work for Uber, which is one example everybody realizes. Well, okay, I tried to go in and say, no, there's no, they can no longer be independent contractors. Mm-hmm. And they did a 3-point test on independent contractors. And so essentially they said, well, now, okay, as an Uber driver, you now have to be an employee. And literally there was another proposition that had to be passed. And this went all the way up to the state Supreme Court to say, hey, is this actually valid? Because, of course, Uber drivers are going, hey, this is something I want to do on the side. Once now all of a sudden we have to be paid for, you know, have to do lunches, we have to do breaks, we have to be treated as a 9-to-5 employee, which somebody as an independent contractor is not. Now all of a sudden it doesn't make any sense whatsoever for either the driver or for the company or even for the consumer, for the, mm-hmm. the person, your client, to use that service. It doesn't work anymore. And really in a lot of ways for the independent contractor part, the part of the goal becomes as well unionization. So then it becomes, okay, now we're all employees. Now unionization is the goal. And again, it's another huge change in the dynamic.
Yeah, because I always thought and believed, is that the real estate people can do, if you can hustle and you've got contacts, and you learn the legalities of how to sell do an open house and the correct way to be able to know what your real estate barriers are, you could probably do very well. And people have done very well. They've made a lot of money on real estate selling because they've been good. They've worked their way up into being a top agent. So now I would think, Bruce, when I think of, being generational and – you know, how it's kind of like taking the air out of the balloon.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And, I mean, Rob and I sit there every morning and talk about this and you know, the changes. If you do an open house now and somebody walks in the door, you're required to get them to sign a disclosure. And that's never happened before. And that just started. So I think last Saturday two agents did open houses. And there were people that didn't want to sign. They certainly didn't want to put a phone number down, which you don't have to. But, you know, they're thinking this is just some kind of a ploy so that they're going to ask me what I'm looking for, and then they're going to bug me. And
yeah.
Tell, yeah. And so, you know, that's not being well received. But now that's what we have to do.
So when there's an open house, you have to sign in.
Yes.
Sign in. Now, do you have to sign your address, or, I mean, you know, you can make up a name. What do you do? I mean,
no, name. It's
you have to show your ID?
No, but it's there if you want to put your address
right
down. And I've made hundreds of sales off of open houses.
Right.
And it wasn't that I sold the house I was sitting on, but they were new clients.
Right.
And they'd have questions about Reading or questions about this, and you after a conversation, and then you give them a card and just say, if I can ever help you, let me know. Well, a week later, you get a call and say, hey, I saw a sign on a house I'd like to see. And
right.
So, but, you know, that's, and you mentioned 60 years. Wednesday, 2 days ago, was actually 59 years ago we opened House of Realty, so we are entering our 60th year now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But I think what that's meant is that 90% of what we do is repeat and referral
right
business.
Right, and you become
so,
family. It's,
yeah.
It's if, you know, you've got your physician that, you know, you trust your body. You've got your house is not just for many people. Your house is your home, and if you're relocating – or yourself, you just need to know you've got trusted advisors around you. That's a very important thing. Your people. So just like you have a mechanic or you have certain people, you just don't call 1-800.
No, exactly. And most people are looking for advice. You know, here's my circumstances. What do you recommend? And, you know, more people than not are getting pre-qualified now, so they know what they can buy. I mean, I don't know how many times over the years somebody said, I qualify for $350, and they see a house for $360 and want to try and do it. And I'm saying you should be looking at 300. You know, one hiccup and you're in trouble. So don't try and max.
But, okay.
You know, that's human nature.
That's important.
Can sure. I ask a question about this?
Please, so, David's our producer.
My question is, so they've got all these new regulations, and aren't they going to be then, is the plan to tax more to be able to enforce these regulations?
Well, when you say tax, we have fines. There's a system built in now on certain things that if you don't do it properly, the first offense is $2,500. So, you know, we're counting and relying on our broker to every contract, every listing that we have, you know, we thoroughly review that and try and adhere to all the laws. But yeah, it's
thanks.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot of fun, say, in the last 30 days trying to adapt, and you know, we're as busy as we were prior to, but you know, when everything's changed, it takes longer to do, especially when you're old.
Okay, well then so then what's next? Let's talk about we're going to have to take take a break here. David, great question. I'm here with House of Realty, Bruce Middleton and Cameron Middleton, and you know, we got a lot to cover here about Reading and the North State. You know, has the median price of houses gone up, gone down? Let's talk about that in the next break. Okay, we'll be right back here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Streaming
on KCNR1460.com. This is Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Okay, welcome back. I love it. David, I'm just having the best time here with Bruce Middleton, and we're talking about properties and, you know, stuff that I've seen. And you know, there's still a thriving market. It's just that it would be how if you taught, now all of a sudden you have to do core math. That's what it feels like. You know, all of a sudden now it's mandatory to do core. Well, what the hell is core? Excuse my French. You know, there's a whole, like, learning aspect rather than doing simple multiplications and, you know, algebra. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about with real estate right now, a house of realty. Bruce is here. Cameron's here. Now, you said that you just really recently went through 360 realtors in a five-hour session with real estate organizations. Well, what would that be called? The real estate?
Well, it was our multiple listing service here at Shasta County Board of Realtors. It was for them to discuss. But it also, there were agents from basically District 2. So there were agents there from Yreka, Mount Shasta, Red Bluff, you know, different areas. Mm-hmm. And they're not large enough to have something like that, but they were certainly invited. And the tickets sold fairly quickly, because if you're going to be in the business, you better learn how to do this fairly quickly. So I'm sure there are probably 360 that weren't there, and good luck.
Right. But you said our rates are like at 6. Let's talk a little bit about rates and about where we are as far as our market is concerned right now. Cameron?
Yeah, so the rates have actually come down. Again, we were really floating right around that 7% mark, right in there. And they've come down about a half a point. So now what we're seeing is really closer to 6.5. I think today the 30-year fixed average is, according to Mortgage News Daily, is around 6.59. It's up a little bit today, but a lot of this has to do with just the general economy, the bond market. The election is certainly weighing upon the bond market and how that works. So rates have come down a bit. And I think while it's still a large factor, I think some of these lenders are starting to get a little bit more creative in terms of how they're able to, again, to try and make some of these transactions work. And one of the things we're still seeing is rate buy downs. So again, somebody saying, hey, all right, if we put a point, point and a half, 2 points up front, maybe we can go ahead and buy that rate down and lower that payment over time. There are, I mean, they're looking at various ways of doing it, but rates have come down a tad. Price-wise, last month was a little bit higher here locally, although, again, you're only dealing with a limited number of transactions in a single month of July, but which I think we got up to about 400 and within the 01, 02, and 03 zip codes here in Reading. Average sale price was about 458, but last quarter was at 426. So we've really held in that low to mid fours now for quite some time. I mean, really over the course of the last five, six quarters, we've been in that same general range.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do, Cameron? I know that when you, but there's a loyalty, you know, it's your dad and your uncle and your mom and your, grandfather and et cetera. And it's kind of like, who are you if you don't do this? But what keeps you motivated?
That's a tough question. Very tough question. Hard to say. Probably my 6-year old. So be my best guess.
Okay. All right. Well, I like that. You know, your kids keep you motivated, and it's like, how do you, like, when big changes happen and it's out of your control, you've got to follow these rules. And I kind of think that, Cameron, you're a little bit of a rule breaker.
No, and I mean, adaptation is always part of it. And there's, I think it's, you know, to see, again, new forms and new things. This is a bit of a new system and really a dynamic change. I mean, I know my grandfather used to speak about how he could do one-page contracts.
Right.
Even, I think, once did a
handshake.
You did one on at least a cocktail napkin.
Yeah.
There were things that you could do.
Right.
It's to see a lot of, see new forms, new disclosures. That part occurs. I think there's always going to be changes in real estate. You have changes in technology. You have changes in procedure. You have a lot of these changes. That's always going to be the case. I think the scary part is trying to figure out what it's going to look like think about what's going to look like in 20, 25 years. It could be entirely different. And the main part's making sure we still have an industry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that answer. Now, we do have a caller, and I love that. I'm hoping that you've got a great question for our guests or a comment. Vincent, you're live on the air.
Good morning. I sure do have a big question. Ricardo Lea, who's the insurance commissioner for the state of California, is going to let home mortgage insurance rates go up as high as the remaining insurance companies want them to be. There's not going to be a percentage. If they have to be increased by 50%, that's what a would-be California home buyer is going to pay. I anticipate real estate prices are going to fall. If you can't pay your home insurance premiums, you're going to put it up for sale for whatever you can get and leave the state. So insurance is the biggest concern in the near and intermediate term, not these inflated valuations of homes. If you can't make the payment with the insurance included, you can't buy the place. And try getting financing, by the way, too. That's all I have to say.
All right, Vincent, thank you for that. Now, see, I'm sure you guys get that call and that worry every day.
That's certainly been a big factor of late, insurance rates. We have a number of people that have called and said, hey, we've gotten canceled. Others are saying, I'm now paying five figures a month for insurance. It's a huge factor. I don't think it's going to go away. The Cal Fair plan is the last resort, so to speak. It's kind of like Lloyd's of London many years ago. But it's the problem with that is California only has X amount of funds. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you look at their deficit. But you can do the Cal Fair plan, and then you need supplemental insurance. There's a developer here in town, built many, many homes, lives on off Placer Road. Came in the other day and said he'd gotten insurance, and that's a high fire hazard area. But it was $3,600 for the Cal Fair plan, and then a $3,600 a year supplemental for personal property and liability. And that, that's just the way, sign of the times. If you look at Florida right now, where they had that one condo project fell down.
Yes.
And now the governor is saying, all right, we need to, bolster these up and get them up to code, et cetera. People that bought condos 10 years ago, paid cash, and they're retired,
mm-hmm.
are all of a sudden giving assessments for $100,000, $130,000, which they don't have. In addition, their homeowners association fees are doubling and tripling. So all of a sudden, they can't afford to live there any longer. And so they want to sell it, put their condo on the market. The problem is there's so many other people doing that. There's really the values have dropped considerably, and their equities are dissipating. And now they're wondering, where are we going to go? A lot of them, I were reading, were going to Alabama or adjacent states. And it's, every state has some issue. And fires, certainly here in California, and there are fewer and fewer companies insuring.
I have a question for you, and I've thought about this. And so do you legally have to have insurance when you buy a house?
If you have a loan, they won't loan unless you have insurance.
Okay.
That protects the lender. There are people right now with free and clear homes that, you know, they've paid their house off. They
right.
don't, you know, but they're on a fixed income. And here are these high insurance premiums. So there's quite a few people that are basically self-insured. They're not going to pay that and hope for the best.
Yeah, the house goes and they have like a 2 hour, got to be out. You know, hopefully your house doesn't explode on you. But I mean, if you get like a call and you have to be out, you've got your, my valuables are here, I'm going. If it goes, it goes. Now, that is kind of a scary way to live, but when you're, I can imagine on a fixed income, if you're, I know people that live out there too, and their insurance has gone from up to $13,000 or more per year.
Yeah, we have quite a few that are well over $1,000 a month, yes. Yeah, and then you figure your taxes. If you're paying that kind of insurance, you normally have a large expensive home. Well, you figure the taxes are also four figures a month. You can own a house free and clear, but between taxes and insurance, any kind of maintenance, any kind of homeowners association, gate fees, this, that, or
utilities.
Whatever, you're going to spend over $3,000 a month, and you own the home free and clear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, on that note, let's take a break. When we come back, more on, not to have slit your wrist Friday here. Talking about like, oh my God, you know, because we love being here. So we got to figure out how we're going to make it work to be here and to help our businesses thrive and different things. We're talking to the experts. So Vincent, thanks for that call. And we are taking calls here at 530-605-4567 in this last 15-minute segment. If you need to ask a question to the House of Realty, to Bruce or Cameron, they are your experts. And this is Linda Bott sitting in right here on our Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
All right, we are not running on empty. It is 8:49 in the morning here on our Friday edition. Carl's going to be back on Monday. You don't want to miss tuning in because you're going to hear all about his dude ride. You know, it's called the Tribe Ride. Tribe Ride. And I guess one of the guys out of the Reading Rodeo talked to Carl about it. And it's, you know, up in the Alturas area. And I guess you've got to sign, you got to be invited, first of all. Then you have to sign releases. And then you have to fill out paperwork so they know who you are with a picture. And it's only guys. And it's been some of these. Carl sent me a picture of a guy who was 90 years old on a horse. He's either on a horse or a mule. But he said the same thing. Because we went up, as you know, with a backcountry horseman for Carl's birthday. And we went up into the Trinity Alps. And we heard this screech, and we were up with two guys that took us up with mules and horseback, and on our last night there, we heard the screech, and I said, Carl, it's a mountain lion. And then the screech got closer. I said, Carl, well, it was a mule. The mule was screaming, I need to be fed. He said he does this every morning about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So a mule makes a sound very unlike a horse. Now, not all of them do that, but he screeched. And it was an interesting sounding screech. Now, we had Turtle Bay here earlier, and she was talking about the sounds of these barn owls, that they don't hoot, they screech, and they make different noises. But there's only two owls that really do the hoot.
I've been hearing stories about that ride for 100 years. John Balma started that.
Oh, did he?
Many, many years ago. And, yeah, it was the guys only, although they had ports in the storm. And as John used to say, you can't have too many camp cooks. So there were gals that came up and prepared food and whatever. So,
I would have figured that you would look more concerned that Carl's up with a group of guys in Modoc County having to sign a waiver to be able to go on this.
Now, don't quote me on the waiver. I just know that he had to fill out paperwork.
Well, paperwork regardless
They needed to know who he was. Invitation only, as well as his friend, John. John is with him. And John is a true horseman, I feel good about that. And he took up Odina. Now, this is the first time our horse, we've gone through a year and a half of getting her well. So he's got her with John and his horse, I think Blackie, and they trailered the horses up to Alturas on Wednesday. And he sent, I knew for 4 days, I've been carrying the show. I'm not gonna hear him. He's off grid. Well, yesterday he called me and he sent me pictures. And I will share one of those pictures with you after the show. But I had to say, you know the guys that did YMCA?
Yeah.
That was kind of like the kind of shenanigans these guys are dressed like going on this ride. I mean, and then you got the 90-year-old that's in the checkered shirt that looks just like he would, he's 30 years younger. And I say, never stop. And this is why I encouraged him. You go do this. You go challenge yourself. You get on Odina. You get out there because he's, you know, everybody needs a challenge. Guys, women, we all need to challenge ourselves towards something, you know. So, what's your challenge, Bruce?
Getting up each morning. I leave at 5 and walk, and boy, it's staying dark later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't get done till 5:45.
Oh.
And some days it's real easy, and other days it's a struggle. Today was a struggle.
Yeah, 5 o'clock for me, got up at 5:15 to take the Buford, our new addition, for a walk because he needs to exercise. And so there I was with my, I just thought, well, you know, I've got my flashlight. That's the weapon.
Yeah.
You know,
it's staying dark later.
It is dark.
Yeah.
And so I went in a different route today, and I'm not as comfortable with that route as my old route. But it's good for you to get up and walk.
Oh, absolutely.
Gets the parts going.
Kind of your quiet time and think about what you have to get done.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So anyway, it's a struggle sometimes. But
yeah.
I do it.
Yeah. So you get up every day and you do that. It's good for you.
Dark a little earlier too. I've been out playing soccer a lot of these evenings with my son. He's big into soccer now and just started first grade yesterday. Just started first grade. And so I have certainly found out that my soccer skills are lacking and that,
are you going to coach?
I don't think for soccer.
Okay.
No, he's going to be playing and rolling. He's going to be doing soccer here in the fall. I never was a soccer player,
right.
So I'm not even really sure the rules or a lot
right.
of that. Whatever we're doing in the backyard probably isn't, you know, fitting to the exact soccer protocols. But the one part I know is that that kid's running circles around me with that soccer ball.
Did you get a list? I mean, I was watching some of the reels recently about the list the parents are getting about what the kids need to bring to school. Did you get a list?
Oh, well, there's a list. There was we had a backpack. We had a secondary bag with all kinds of other stuff in it. Then we've got our back-to-school nights, our parent-teacher conferences. We've got all the stuff coming. Of course, what all of us parents were talking about really on Tuesday late afternoon when we went and looked at the class assignments, and then also when we went to, drop the kids off Wednesday morning and everything else. We all came to the realization, well, we're going to start getting sick again. Now we've got all the kids back together in the Petri dish, the lab, as we call it. And we've been saying, COVID didn't come from a lab in Wuhan, China. Didn't come from a market in Wuhan, China. It came from the elementary school in Wuhan, China. So but getting all these kids back together and getting them going, and now they're all excited. It was really, surprising, but you know, Cole, first day, came back Wednesday, and, after school, first day, and, I think 6:30, he was absolutely out like a light on the couch. And we go, okay, mission accomplished here.
Right.
So,
right. Did he talk about, does he share?
Sometimes, yes. Well, we have a sharing kid. You know, there are two types of kids. There's kind of the mild, weak, quiet ones that you have to probe. We don't have one of those. Ours just talks constantly.
Okay.
He'll be great for radio.
Kind of like you,
one day.
Cameron.
He'll
so
be
he's
great.
A little chip off the old block.
Yeah, this must be his Italian side.
Yeah.
but yeah, he'll tell us what it's getting, trying to find out what happened in class today.
Okay.
A lot more than trying to find out about what happened. Oh, hey, let me tell you what happened on the playground.
Oh.
Okay. We don't care about what happened on the playground.
Right.
We want to hear about what happened in school.
Right.
So that's always the hard part.
I wonder what they're studying in first grade. That's curious. In these days, what do you learn? I mean, in first grade, you did colors and ABCs in kindergarten, but in first grade, you start getting your writing and reading assignments.
Oh, no, he's well past that. We did reading last night. He read a whole book three times over. He had to read it once to us. We had to read it to him. He reads it to us, and he reads it independently. That's every night. So homework started last night.
Three times.
First day of school was Wednesday.
Three times.
Yeah, so they're doing math now. They're going to start getting into multiplication. And the reading, it's going to be a book a night. They're smaller books. This isn't exactly War and Peace yet. But yeah, he is going to, it's homework every night. It's aggressive. Really in the kindergarten that he was in last year, really the last 2 years, they have it, but it's pre-K, now TK and K. and he's had the same teacher the last 2 years. I mean, those kids can read. They can read.
They're I like it.
Good at math, too. And
that's so important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I love to ask these questions because it gives you an inside of, you know, Cameron and Bruce Middleton living here, selling real estate here, House of Realty, a trusted realtor. What's happening, you know, with the change of what we read about? You know, if you've got any questions or you're concerned or you want to list your house, you do want to call House of Realty, and they're going to guide you and explain it to you because it's different than it was 2 months ago or what we've grown up to know. And so thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today. We always love to get your input on what you do to move you and how we stay fresh in our business. Staying fresh in business is really every day. What can I bring? How can I bring excitement today to what I'm doing when it gets to be sometimes so monotonous, right?
That's absolutely true.
Right. So thanks for being with us today. We'll see you again next month.
Yeah. Thank you.
And let's see, tomorrow Joe Wong's memorial at the Civic.
Yeah.
We have an installation dinner at the Reading Rodeo, stuff going on all over town, really good things. So check out readingevents.com. Thanks, David. And we'll see you Monday here. Make it a great day. And remember, do a random act of kindness. See you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.